Obviously, a big swing there in a game like that. There were a lot of things. There were a lot of things we didn't do well. But at the end, though, we did a few things necessary to get back in the game. I think if you look at the first nine games we played, we were just having this discussion about 2 minute, because we practice it each week, and yet. We had a situation at the end of the half in Minnesota, but unusual for any team to go as long as we've gone with kind of a scoring differential that didn't put us either defending or in a two-minute mode. We've had maybe one at the end of the half, and we were talking about it on Friday, and sure enough, it came up, and enough guys did enough good things, and was proud of how they hung in there. Washington played outstanding. Tip our hats to them. Well-coached team, and they certainly were ready to win a game. Any questions? Well, look, we'll go look at the film. I think just our league's different than in college, and it seems like every year we see, the ability to turn around, score, and then, get a stop. It can change quickly, and certainly there's a confidence and a belief, in a team. You get some more confidence when you're able to do that, and hopefully that's something we can build on with regards to the 2 minute. The other stuff we're gonna have to get back to the drawing boards on and get better at. I thought we didn't get enough pressure. I thought Drew was under pressure. That battle we didn't win. thought our third down numbers probably aren't going to be real good. What else? Yeah, look, it was one of those games. Obviously, we got pressured a little bit, and we gave up some hurries. Kurt did a real good job. Those guys hit some big plays, and we just kind of hung in there. Guys believe, and thought we handled the situation. In the end, with the timeouts and getting the stop defensively, all of those things were significant.
Would you guys have been able to run another play again in the first half if that spot?
You're talking about on the fumble?
At the end of the first half with the slow spot, you guys got time.
Oh. I mean, it is what it is. They don't give you time for slow spots. That's the challenge by not having the umpire where he used to be, honestly, and we need to be better at bringing it, to them. But I would say occasionally there are those times then where it takes a little bit longer and possibly spotting the ball. I'm trying to think of the play. I'm remembering the 2-point play. Yeah, I'm trying to think of what the I saw it. Right. So my mind's like thinking, all right, what was that? It was Falcon. So he was on a check burst. Fortunately, he was able to secure it. And look, there were a lot of things happened in a short period of time. But I thought, getting the stop defensively, even in overtime. Look, at one point, if not for intentional grounding, they're in field goal range, I think, in regulation. So, enough things, but probably not enough down the road that we're going to need. Well, I remember when we got the ball back, there seemed to be, whether TV time, I just remember a lot of time with us knowing that we're down eight, and we spent a lot of time discussing what the 2-point play was going to be. And, we had three different ones listed, kind of went through them all. We just kept, you go through those on Thursday night, but you're paying attention to the game as it unfolds. And my only concern with the play is in a competitive period Friday with our defense, we ran it against them and they played it correctly and basically stopped it. And now you were just counting on the look that you saw in film. And so we settled on the 2 points. So that play, it seemed like we spent a minute on on the headsets while we were getting ready to get the ball prior to scoring. It was just, hey, this is, here are the three options, and we ended up going with fortunately the one that worked. Well, part of it's the way the game unfolds, right? I always get a kick out of that. I mean, your rushing attempts are always going to be stronger when you're with a leader. So we would have loved to have run the ball 40 times today, but third down numbers weren't as good. I thought, we weren't able to stay on the field. I thought the time of possession favored Washington, and credit them. I thought they did a real good job of run, play action. They had a good balance. They caught us in some man coverages and had a good plan. So probably a combination of a bunch of those things. No, there were certain things we wanted to do, and we tried to do them, and yet there's, you know, it's like our game today when you're down some players, and Washington was down some players as well, and you just have to adjust. But AJ wasn't out. Kenny, and then Lattimore goes down. I mean, it's just, you want to be mindful of the matchups and pay attention to them. And so, but the next guy up steps in and still try to, give your players the best chance as possible. And I'm going to say this, Washington, had a real good plan. They did a good job of executing it. And, fortunately we were able to just hang around. Well, they did well, and yet there's some bunch looks where we turn a guy loose. We turn a guy loose twice. Like, when I say loose, like, no one else around him loose. And so we got to get that communication squared away. It's too good of a league for us to be doing that. What do you think of the defensibility? I thought late it was huge. It was significant. I thought being able to, there was that point late in the game where it looked like they were going to get a field goal, and we end up getting the sack fumble to end the game, the regulation period. And then the stop, in the first possession. That our O-lineman did some real good things down the stretch, protection-wise, and then in the running game, in the overtime period where we were able to hit some big plays. Say it again. Well, I think, your season has all these steps to it, and you hope you're on the better side of games like this, and yet, I would say, look, when you have wins like this, it's the number one thing you'll miss when you're finished playing or finished coaching is the excitement of, getting one maybe that you didn't think you were going to get. You can remember those, and you can also remember the ones that you had. Felt like you were going to get a win, and you just hope you get more of these. But all along the way, there's things that you're learning about your team. But there's a lot of things we got to get cleaned up, though. And there's no Victory Monday tomorrow. They'll be in early, and so you guys will be able to get your interviews on time, every one of them. And that's just how it's going to be. Yeah, and. It was the uniqueness of this game in that we had just finished discussing that we hadn't played. It's unusual to get to week 10 and not have played a game that comes down to a 2-minute drill either way. We'd been at end of half situations, but we really hadn't been in a game. And we were just talking about it. I think you have to take that approach because That's how we look at it as well. I mean, I know we're in L.A. next week, and I don't know where we're at after that. And that's just, next thing you know, you're November, December, and we're just kind of sheltered into the moment, and I think the players are as well. We try to be. I thought solid. We were going to be aggressive today in the return game. We returned, kickoffs. We brought them out regardless, so there'll be some things we look at, but I thought, look, late, that wipe, that last one was huge. Well, look, we were looking, and Ted's still working at it. Willie and those guys are still working at it, but it was a gut. In other words, just you know, getting him some more work.
Coach, I know it's one game at a time.
It is.
Did you admit now that you're a pretty good team?
Well, I mean, relative to, yeah, you know, but it's one game at a time, though, and that's the truth. So when, you know, you're still just past the midway park of the point of the season, and we're talking about good horses at the, not even at the three-quarter pole yet. So let's see how we continue to play. But obviously I'm encouraged. We're playing better in some areas. But yet I wouldn't have said today if you asked me that question if we were a real good team, because we didn't certainly look like it for two-thirds of that game. I'll say that. Yeah, part of it was AJ in the base. Part of it's, you know, he became the Sam in the base, and they played some a more base. I mean, good. I want to see the tape, though. I mean, but look, he's one of those special guys.
I know that because of a streak like this, you know, a win like this, people will draw parallels to other seasons, which probably isn't there.
No, but I would say, to answer your question, I know where you're going. That 09 Redskin game, was that it?
Something like that.
That's fair. And there was a game where, if you were there, that was a game we probably didn't deserve to win. They were down, you know, hitting a 20-some-yard field goal and missed it. And then we got a few plays and then got it into overtime. And that was that type of win, though. I just finished saying that. I think that would be a very fair comparison and then later look back on the significance of it. But I'll let you finish.
Do you think this team has that type of defense?
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see, but that's a game, though, that you think about in comparison. What Robert did, you know, ironically, he was here today. So, but I think that's for later. All right, thank you.
Thank you.